United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Whit Elliott, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature program brought to you by United States Savings Bonds and this station as a public service. Are you a stockholder in your country? If not, why not become one now? Do so through your regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds, the finest, safest investment in the world. Today, our guest is the screen giant who's played such a variety of fine parts over the years, Mr. Alan Hale. However, before we bring him to you in a special dramatic sketch, here's an opening selection from Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. A rhythmic Sosnick arrangement of The Skater's Waltz. Harry, and now, friends, our guest star. He's featured in an amusing sketch by Harry Lawrence called The Squirrel Cage. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Alan Hale.
I'm Joe Spencer. I've got the wackiest job in town. I'm a guard down here in the Fidelity Safety Deposit Vault. Sign your name here, sir. That's right. Now your password?
Fiddle-dee-dee.
Okay. Step right in. I call this place the Squirrel Cage. You see, squirrels hide things in hollow trees. Well, a safety deposit vault is a hollow tree for people. What they put in here, you wouldn't believe. That fellow who just came in was Victor Van Dyke, the concert violinist. He keeps his Stradivarius in his deposit vault.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, wait a minute. He wants to see me. Okay. Anything wrong, Mr. Van Dyke?
No, Joe, nothing's wrong. But, say, Joe, I'm very curious about one girl who comes in here.
Is that so?
Yeah, she's a lovely blonde with blue eyes. She quite often occupies the coupon room right opposite the one I use. Once or twice the door was partly open, I could see her sitting in there all dressed up in a wedding dress and with pearls around her neck.
Oh, that's Helen Harris, the pearl perker-upper.
The what? The who?
She's a pearl perker-upper. He's down here right now. Now, I'm not supposed to do this, but I'll introduce you to Helen and let her explain it. This booth here.
Yes, Mr. Van Dyke, as Joe puts it, I'm a pearl perker-upper.
Wonderful. All my life, I've wanted to meet a pearl perker-upper.
It's very simple. These pearls I'm wearing belong to Mrs. Arabella Huntington. Pearls, you know, will lose their luster if they're not worn.
Yes, I've heard about that. Is it really true?
Sure. Once a week, that little old lady, Mrs. Huntington, brings Helen down here and hangs $100,000 worth of pearls around her neck and leaves her here for 3 or 4 hours. That perks the pearls up no end.
You'd think it would.
Then Mrs. Huntington comes back and puts them all away again.
Oh, so that's what you do. But why the wedding dress?
Well, Mrs. Huntington has 2 safety deposit boxes. One for pearls and one for this wedding dress. It's her own wedding dress that she wore years ago.
Mm-hmm. I think I understand. She doesn't want the wedding dress to lose its luster either.
That's it, exactly. She's a very sweet, lonely old lady.
Well, I think she's wonderful. Joe, you certainly do have some unusual clients.
Say, that's nothing. One guy keeps his lunch in his safety deposit box.
Did you say his lunch?
Sure. He eats in one of the coupon rooms.
Joe, no.
I'm telling you. This place is a squirrel cage.
Well, I'm beginning to... Well, now what goes on?
You know, to get in here, you have to give your password. Well, that guy's password is a tap dance.
We've seen everything now.
You should work here a while. See that man coming out of the coupon room with the scissors?
He must have been clipping coupons.
Nope. Shaving. With the scissors. He trims his mustache.
Oh, no.
Oh, excuse me, folks. I gotta check him out.
I wonder if anyone keeps stocks and bonds in here.
Well, it doesn't look like it. You know, I'm often glad those pearls aren't yours.
Well, I like that.
No, here's what I mean. For the last 3 or 4 months, I've been getting glimpses of you in here wearing those fabulous pearls. I've been saying to myself, she's quite, quite lovely, but she's also very, very wealthy.
Oh.
Far, far above a poor concert violinist who still owes a pile of money on his one little old Stradivarius.
And when now and then I've heard you playing your Strad, so softly and so beautifully, I've said to myself, he's a great violinist. Far, far above a little pearl perker-upper.
That gives me courage to tell you something else. I'm also glad that this isn't your wedding gown because...
Now, wait a minute. Now, just a minute. Let's not go into that yet. Mr. Van Dyke.
These 2 boxes right here were Mrs. Huntington. She kept her pearls in 26 and her wedding dress in 27. But one day last spring, that sweet little lady passed away. And in her will, she left Helen everything in box 27. Oh, you should have been here when they opened that box.
As you see by these documents, Miss Helen Harris has been willed the contents of safety deposit box 27.
Sure. I got an okay from upstairs on that. Come in.
Victor, I'm so excited. Even though we know what's in there.
Well, I'm just as thrilled as you are, my dear. That wedding dress may come in very handy.
Key 27, box 27. There it is. All right, Miss Harris. You'll soon have your legacy.
Open it right on this table.
Very well. Here you are.
Oh! The pearls!
It's the pearls.
Why, Victor! It isn't the wedding dress. Oh! She gave me the Huntington pearls.
To this day, I've been wondering, did the old lady make a mistake, or did she? Mrs. Huntington's nephew squawked like everything, when all he got was the old girl's wedding dress. But Helen fixed everything up. She gave him one of the pearl necklaces for it. Helen and Victor were married right down here. I was the best man. And Vic played his own wedding march on the Strad. The guy who eats his lunch down here got a swell floor show that day. Boy, am I in a squirrel cage.
Thank you, Alan Hale. We're going to bring you back to our microphone in just a few moments. Meanwhile, here's another great tune from Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, Gaiety. That was great. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's a curtain speech from our star, Mr. Alan Hale.
It's been a genuine pleasure to be with you on today's guest star program and to know that it's being heard in virtually every home in the country. For these homes, it is my sincere wish that each one of them be a secure home, one that is protected by a financial reserve for any future emergency. It's possible, friends, if you set up such a reserve in United States Saving Bonds. I recommend them to every one of you as the safest way to save, not just for an emergency fund, but also for a home of your own, an education for your children, or for any other personal objective you may have which calls for long-range saving. It's none too easy to save these days, but thanks to the payroll savings plan where you work, or for those not on a payroll, the bond-a-month plan, where you bank, your savings bonds purchases can be made on a simple automatic basis. And there's no question that automatic saving is the sure way to set money aside. So take advantage of one of these automatic plans, whichever fits your own situation, and start now investing in a secure future. Goodbye, and thanks for listening.
For the past quarter hour, you have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed program for savings bonds presented by this station as a public service. Today, our guest was the well-known motion picture star, Mr. Alan Hale. Another great show and another great star will be ready for you next week at this time, so be sure to tune in. Meanwhile, this is Wynne Elliott saying goodbye and agreeing with Alan Hale that the sure way to save is the automatic way. Buy United States savings bonds automatically through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank.